Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 19.
House will come to order. Sergeant Arms will close the doors. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Wheatley. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Thereafter, Representative Wheatley.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless this day and our effort to serve you in it. Instill an atmosphere of brotherhood and love in this body, our state, and our country. May all our deliberations in this place forever bring peace and gain to those who have appointed us to serve. Arm us with a servant's heart, a prophet's knowledge, and an orator's tongue, that we may one day hear those glorious words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now that is the best Pledge of Allegiance I've ever heard. I thank y'all. Y'all did a great job. Thank you for helping for that. And I believe you all are from, is it Creech Road Elementary School?
Yes.
Well, we're glad to have you with us as guests today. As you can see, there's a lot of empty seats because we're not having any votes. We had a full house yesterday, and we had a number of bills that we took up. But today, members are in committees or in other meetings as well. But we're honored you all came to visit us today, and we hope you have a great time during your visit. So thanks for being with us today. Lady from Johnson, Representative White, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The journal for February 22nd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative White moves the journal for February 22nd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Also, we do have a special guest of ours on the floor today, Marty Cotis, who's a member of the UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees. We've not had the best week in athletics here that last little bit, but we know things are still going great. So thank you for your service, and thanks for being with us today. Glad to have you with us, sir. Introduction of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives Lowry, Gillespie, Brandon Jones, and Clampett, House Bill 166, American Indian Graduating with Honors Act.
Bills referred to the Committee on Federal Relations and American Indian Affairs. If favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Cleveland, Eiler, Shepherd, and Clampett, House Bill 167, Community Action, ID card restrictions.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Kyle Hall and Ray, House Bill 168, Department of Natural and Cultural Resources Agency Bill.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, state government, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Kidwell, Cleveland, Moss, and Pless, House Bill 169, Executive Order Modifications.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, state government, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Setzer and Humphrey, House Bill 170, Continuing Care Retirement Communities Act.
Health, if favorable, insurance, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Setzer and Humphrey, House Bill 171, Bail Bond Reform.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Kidwell, Hardister, Biggs, and Carnes, House Bill 172, Sam's Law.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Ross and Carson Smith, House Bill 173, Treasury Administrative Changes Act.
Pensions and retirement, if favorable, state personnel, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Lambert, House Bill 174, Stagger, Winston-Salem, Forsyth Board of Education term.
Local government, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Perler, House Joint Resolution 175, confirm Ed Wilson, Special Superior Court Judge.
Rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Sauls, House Bill 176, School Calendar Flexibility, Lee.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Kyle Hall and Eiler, House Bill 177, Department of Environmental Quality Omnibus.
Environment, a favorable rules calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Wheatley and Penny, House Bill 178. Maintenance of State Veterans Cemeteries.
Military and Veterans Affairs, a favorable rules calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Kidwell, House Bill 179. Member Co-Board of Education Elections, Partisan.
Local Government, a favorable rules calendar, and operations of the House. Messages from the Senate, clerk will read.
Message from the Senate. Senate Bill 45, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to modify the supervision requirements for certified alcohol and drug counselors and certified criminal justice addiction professionals.
Rules calendar and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 46, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to prevent North Carolinians from becoming victims of surprise billing by out-of-network health care providers that have rendered health care services at health care service facilities and are in-network with an individual's health benefit plan.
Rules calendar and operations of the House. Looks like we have another school group that came in. Are you all from Randleman Elementary School? Well, we're glad to have you with us visiting as well today. Hope you're having a great visit here to the legislature. As I was telling the other students who are from Creech Road Elementary, you see a lot of empty seats today, and the reason that is that there are committee meetings and meetings out of the Capitol today that a lot of the members are attending. So yesterday, had you been here, you'd have seen a full house with all the members here voting on bills. But hope you're having a great visit to your state capitol and having a great time. And wish you all a happy visit, and glad to have you with us. Members, Representative Green, absolutely, come back again. Members, Representative Green submitted a representative statement recognizing the town of Old Fort on its 150th anniversary. Chair's going to direct that statement be read upon adjournment and spread across the journal at that time. Planning purposes, members, this, of course, is the last day of session. This week, we will have a no-vote session on Monday. Chair does expect to have a robust committee schedule next week and four votes next week as well. So there will be no votes on Monday, probably no votes on Tuesday. We'll be checking with the rule. I think rules chair staff indicates no need for a vote on Tuesday. Sorry. So we'll go ahead and make that official. No votes on Tuesday as well. But there will be votes for certain on Wednesday and possibly Thursday of next week. There we may be taking up a bill that may be a two-day bill, which would be a Wednesday, Thursday of next week. So members should plan accordingly. With that, any notices or announcements? Seeing none, the lady from Johnson, Representative White, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Monday, February 27th at 4 o'clock, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative White moves, seconded by Representative Hardister, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, February 27th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Representative Warren is recognized to send forth a committee report for the State Government Committee, House Bill 11, Schools for the Deaf and Blind, favorable and re-referred, House Bill 11, re-referred to rules, House Bill 60, SUDEP Awareness Week, favorable and re-referred, House Bill 60, re-referred to rules, House Bill 89, adopt official state cookie and star, favorable and re-referred, House Bill 89, referred to rules, House Bill 8, computer science grad requirement, favorable committee sub number 2, unfavorable committee sub number 1, and re-referred. Committee sub number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee sub number 2 referred to the Committee on Rules. A representative statement now being read recognizing the town of Old Fort on its 150th anniversary, whereas the town of Old Fort McDowell County was named for the pre-revolutionary fort named Davidson's Fort, which was once the westernmost outpost in the colonial America, and whereas Old Fort is surrounded by the Pisgah National Forest and considered the gateway to the Blue Ridge Mountains, the town designated as one of North Carolina's Mountain Heritage Trout Cities is a great location for mountain biking, hiking, and viewing waterfalls. And whereas Old Fort was originally incorporated by the General Assembly in 1872 as the town of Catawba Vale, and whereas the General Assembly changed the town name from the town of Catawba Vale to Old Fort on February 23rd, 1873, and whereas this year marks the 150th anniversary of the town of Old Fort, and whereas the town's residents have made plans to celebrate Old Fort's sesquicentennial throughout the year with monthly events focused on the community, its people, and history. Now, therefore, it is fitting to extend congratulations to the town of Old Fort on its 150th anniversary and to join its residents in celebrating this important occasion. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed on the Journal on this 23rd day of February 2023. Submitted, Representative Dudley Green attested to House Principal Clerk James White.